We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit. But first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLoule, and we have a new local segment within the Sunrise Morning Show. This morning, I am so excited to have Alan Austin here with me. He works for the Office of Evangelization and Discipleship here at the Archdiocese of Atlanta, and he is the ministry lead for campus and young adult ministry. Alan, welcome to The Quest.
Thank you for having me, Allison. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little about yourself and your journey in your faith and how this led you to work for the Archdiocese of Atlanta.
I grew up in Florida, and I grew up in a Baptist household. I didn't even know what a diocese was, much less an archdiocese back then. Kind of fell away from my faith, middle school, high school. I'm sure you've heard that story before.
Absolutely.
And then in college, I had two of my fraternity brothers were Catholic and were living their faith amongst the typical fraternity lifestyle. And they reached out to me. I went through kind of a rough spot in my life. I lost my mom and my best friend within like 13 months of each other.
Wow.
Yeah, I just kind of went into a weird place and wondering if this was all there was to life and that sort of thing. And just really kind of looking for more purpose. These two guys reached out to me, really evangelized me, took me to a Catholic Mass. I had only been to a couple of Masses in my life at that point. Loved it. Didn't know exactly what I was participating in, but I liked the fact that I was participating in something.
Yeah.
Went on this retreat and really felt God's presence for the first time in my life.
Praise God.
Wanted to give back and kind of serve on the retreat next year. And they said, well, you got to be Catholic to do that. And I said, okay, well, sign me up. You know, I'm thinking I'm going to come into the church on a Sunday and they're going to, you know, give me the secret handshake and put a pin on my chest and I'll be a Catholic. And they're like, well, it starts in September and it goes through the year and it's confirmed on Easter. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a long time. But I did it because I really wanted to give back to the retreat. And then I just had an amazing experience in RCIA, the whole inquiry period. Asking a lot of questions. I had already read some C.S. Lewis, which was, had really changed my life up until this point, and then ran into the history of the church and the fathers of the church and started reading Scott Hahn, and then it's just game over once you start reading Scott Hahn.
Oh, so yes.
Became Catholic and moved to Atlanta after college and left the corporate world about 5 years in to go become a youth minister full-time. Did that for 14 years. And then went to Pennsylvania to go work for Catholic media company Ascension. Came back to Atlanta in 2019 for the job here at the diocese. And believe it or not, that is the short version.
Wow, what a journey you've taken.
It's been good, yeah. It's been a roller coaster.
You know what? And I love how you were talking about RCIA. I mean, I've sponsored many people, and I feel like every cradle Catholic should go to that class. Go sponsor somebody, and you will absolutely learn a lot more.
It's good. It's a good process for sure.
Yeah. So what is the mission of the Office of Evangelization and Discipleship?
So the office exists to support the parish catechetical leader, and that would be a DRE, a youth minister, a campus minister, an adult minister, adult faith formation, anybody who works in evangelization and catechesis in the church, including pastors. So our role is to support them in their work. So my demographic, if you will, is campus ministry and young adult ministry. So we do work collaboratively. We help each other out with different projects. But for the most part, yeah, I focus on college campus and young adult leaders.
So what other types of events do you all plan or host for the young adults within our archdiocese?
I'm going to contradict myself, but we typically don't host a lot of events. We try to get out and empower, especially in the young adult world, empower young adults in their own community. And same thing with campus ministry. They have their own community, you know, on campus. And so we try and get out and do that around communities, whether it be a parish, a campus. There are a few regional young adult groups that kind of have two or three parishes that come together and form a regional young adult ministry. So we try to support them and empower them as much as we can. Having said that, I do a fall retreat every year for campus leadership. And so if you're on a leadership team at your college campus, we go away up to Vicene Camp up in Cove Crest and spend the weekend up there talking about servant leadership and what it is to, you know, serve in that role for your campus. We did something called an evangelization summit, and we talked about how the world is kind of moving from Christendom, where Christian values and morals and ethics kind of built Western civilization, and we're kind of moving away from that. And so there's a great book by Monsignor Shea called From Christendom to Apostolic Mission, and it talks about the need to kind of transition what we're doing to really get out there and do some outreach and evangelize. And so we kind of based our retreat on how do you do that? How do you evangelize to a skeptical and sometimes hostile world towards Christians? And so I thought it went really well. I think we're on to something. So yes, that was really good. And then we have what's called an echo retreat, and it is a retreat for young adults based on theology of the body.
Wow,
so
nice.
We bring in the echo community, who used to be called Dumox Ministries, comes in and helps lead that. I partner with Regan Christie for the Evangelization Summit. That was definitely in partnership with them, a joint team effort to pull that off. Last year in September, we had the Rescue Project, which was for all of the archdiocese, and I think we had about 1,200 people came for that.
Yeah, exactly. That was marvelous. Yep. I attended. Yeah, Father John Ricardo is amazing.
I agree.
So what is the target age group of the young adult ministry?
So we follow the USCCB's guidelines, which is 18 to 39, which is a huge gap or difference. And there's obviously multiple different, you know, groups inside there. You've got college students, you have after college, you have kids who didn't go to college, just are into the working force. You have singles, you have married with kids. So you really get a wide range of people. But generally, it's 18 to 39 is kind of what we follow. If that makes any sense at all.
No, it does. And it's so nice to hear that there are events out there for those age groups, because I think of regular CCD and then I think of Life Teen. And after Life Teen, people are in college. Yes, there are, you know, different ministries within college. But after that, what is out there for people? So it's so good to know that there are different organizations and different conferences that the Archdiocese is focusing on to tap into reaching those within the Atlanta area.
Yeah, definitely. They're like the forgotten crowd. A lot of young adults say, we don't feel like we're seeing in our parish. And then I talk to some parishes and they're saying, we don't see our young adults. And I'm like, well, you guys need to talk.
Absolutely. Here you go. It's time to create that in the church. And, you know, in talking about that parish that does not have a young adult ministry, what would the steps be to create one?
Wow, that's a great question. So the first thing I would say is just to pray. You know, it's God's ministry and we're just here kind of facilitating. There's a website, generationatl.org. And that is my portion of the Archdiocese of Ministry for Campus and Young Adult Ministry. And so on there are some resources, and there's a book on there about starting a young adult group. It's really good. I can also come out and talk with people and give them ideas and just kind of talk them through the process. But the first thing would be to pray, find something, another ministry in the church, maybe a rosary ministry or something where there are people that can just kind of pray for it constantly. And then I would say start small and do one thing and do it well. I think a lot of people try to do too much and they just get kind of burnt out. Mm-hmm. It's a tough area in general just because it's a time in people's lives where they're very transient and so they're moving around a lot. Yeah. And so trying to build a community up can be difficult because people are kind of moving in and out all the time or they're getting married and taking jobs. But I think the first step, would just be to start small, figure out what it is you want to do, who you want to reach. And there's, you know, different elements of, do you want it to be a more social community? Do you want it to be more discipleship? Is it more really trying to evangelize young adults that are working in the business world and discipling those that are trying to live their faith, their work environment? There's so many different areas and you could focus on. I think the first thing is to figure out what do people need the most and do it well. And then you can slowly start to kind of build from there.
That is great information. So where could we get more information about the Office of Evangelization and Discipleship, Campus and Young Adult Ministries, or getting in touch with you?
My email is aaustin@archatl.com. If you go to the archatl.com website, Arch Atlanta website, and click on offices and then click on Evangelization and Discipleship, it'll tell you all the things that are happening there. We also post on our Facebook page and Instagram page upcoming events. We post on Tuesdays for the upcoming events in the young adult land on there as well.
Wonderful. Well, Alan, thank you so much for sharing your ministry with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's 729 here at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLule. I'll be back Tuesday morning at 721 speaking with Bob and Karen Bott, the local Atlanta facilitators of Retrovi. This ministry is a lifeline for marriages and offers programs to help couples heal and renew their hurting marriages. And the Sunrise Morning Show continues now on AM 1160 The Quest.